I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And guys, if you've been following along, it's the best time of the year. Mary, tell us what time it is.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. When you can judge men for their toxic behaviors and look at their beautiful silhouettes. It's the most wonderful time of the Judgy Girls year.
Wow, wow, wow. Was that off the top of your head or have
it
you been writing lyrics?
It was. No.
Wow, that was fantastic. That was fantastic. You hit every note.
Thank you.
Every note. That was, yeah. Wow. Wow.
You guys, so fun. I was happy with the live turnout.
What I love about this is it's like, it's fun that we do this, right? Like we like offer, but like what really makes it the most fun is like you guys giving your opinions, participating in it. The men who are participating in it as well. Like it's not us, right? It's like all of you guys that make this like the success that it is and the most fun that we have with this because people just get so into it and I love it.
It is truly the best time of the year. Yep. And we are going to take you through the journey of setting this up because Courtney and I struggled yesterday. Like, did I get
all weekend, to be honest,
multiple fights with Michael about this logo and this t-shirt and this sweatshirt and merch going out? Sure. Has he been working on this since January 28th? Yes.
Yeah. It's been a struggle on both sides. There've been a lot of fights, it's just because everyone wants it to be perfect and we all have differing opinions and we do it for you guys, you know.
It was lucky we went on only 15 minutes late yesterday. Let's just say that much.
I texted Mary and I said 3:15. I don't know why I made that time. I won't be ready by then. Like we gave ourselves this deadline yesterday.
I was like also can't actually hook up the PowerPoint that I worked on. I thought I did a good job. I overrode Michael's from last year. He stayed up till 3 a.m. working on mine because he thought I didn't do a good job and he wanted to fix all the photos and he did.
Michael's a night owl because obviously we have our shared email account too, right? We have, you know, if you ever need to email us, twojudgygirls@gmail.com. And like it's in my phone. So I'm like seeing Michael send us emails at like 3 a.m. both nights this weekend. I'm like, what is he doing?
I told him, I said, go to bed. You can do it in the morning. He goes, I can't work in the morning.
He does like to sleep in.
He's like, I need to do this now. I'm like, also, it's fine the way I did it. But no. I know as a teacher, like, you know, okay. You know when your parents helped you in school with your homework and they'd look it over and you'd be like, that's not how the teacher says to do it. Or like, you're like, Mom, Luke, you get so mad. That's what I did to Michael all weekend. He was like, I was like, that's not how you do it. And nobody cares. And like, can't you just, we need to move on. We can't spend 3 hours on this.
I know. It just is so funny because like I had a friend helping me out too, and it was like a disaster. And then thankfully I made the executive decision to, instead of write out the brackets as I usually do, and we put it up there and we reveal with painter's tape, it's all written out. It's like, you know what? I'm going more professional this year. Called a Kinko's. They told us what they could do. Literally at 2 p.m. I was like, I hope this Kinko's could do it right now. I don't know why it's taking me so long. Kinko's printed it out wrong. And I said, I'm gonna make it work. I'm a Tim Gunn this. I'm going to make it work. Yeah. And I thought I did so well. And we, you know, put the painter's tape on and we had the whole thing going.
You're ready. 3:15 showtime. 3:25 we got on.
You know, you have to build momentum. You have to build momentum. You know, you start off with a Bravo song. You hit the next song. The painter's tape, if you're aware, did not work in my favor this year.
Well, I don't think it works on computer paper.
Well, it's painter's tape. It's supposed to easily peel off. I mean,
yeah, you need a thicker cardstock or a wall.
I just was like, okay.
I would have never thought that would have been a problem. Right? I would have not thought that through. So
I mean,
I can't blame you. But you know what? It wouldn't be us if something went wrong.
I mean, if it went perfectly, you know? Technical difficulties are what makes us.
Michael set up my studio. You know, he literally
Tell us everything that you had, because you had a full, I had a tripod, you guys, with my phone attached to it.
Michael
Mary had.
So I like go out. I kept on being like, I'm the talent.
This has been her announcement for 6 years now, 7 years now.
I'm the talent. Yep. Well, it's also because I don't really know how to use technology very well. So like I set up a new Mac computer that's been.
She tells me literally on Saturday. Yeah, I'm going to set up a new computer for this tonight. And I'm like, oh, dear. Oh, dear. I didn't say anything.
Set up a new Mac computer the night before. Somehow I couldn't get Zoom on it. So I was like, can't use this. Still haven't figured out how to put the Zoom on it. It's been just sitting in the box.
Zoom.us, babe.
We'll get you there. And then I'm like, we can't connect the computer to the TV. You know, they want to connect to the Roku in a different room. It's just the HDMI. I don't even know what HDMI is. Okay. I really don't know what that is, but I think
it's what your Roku plugs into.
Oh, okay. Well, we had to take the Roku from the other room and put it in this room to make it work. But we made it work.
You made it work. And that slideshow is fantastic. And I love the addition of putting the Instagram handles this year. You know, we want to make it. I have to be honest. Like, I've fallen off the below deck train. There's just a lot on. I have to be precious with my housewife reruns and the other crap that I watch. So a lot of these men, you know, I think that for a lot of people, they might not know all 64 men.
I agree. And that's why we're going to go through it all with you.
Yep.
Talk about our thoughts and feelings. And once again, we did not pick these people. You did.
You guys voted. I was cracking up because Mary was reading some. I couldn't see because the way my phone had set up, I couldn't see the comments coming through. But Mary had said that the comments on the live were really cracking her up. Like people just like being like, how dare you vote for these men?
tomatoes.
Before we go through, and I said this on the live, though, because I do want to state that even though we might not love all the 64 men, I guarantee that there will be 55 men who participate in this, at least. We might have like a blocked James Kennedy. I don't think and Ken then, Bob I mean, or Lisa guys, Vanderbilt.
What? You guys, I Googled, found Allie, friend, sent her a message, you know, for him.
Yeah.
It didn't go through. Ooh, so yikes. I'm confused.
Yikes.
I was like at work today with my coworkers and I'm like, check out my DMs. Like, fun. Go through them. They're great. Enjoy your lunch. Just scroll through my DMs. We'll read them to you here.
But what I want to say is like that most of these men will participate and they're so nice to do that. So regardless of if we like them, we should still be respectful towards them, right? Because it is a vulnerable thing to put yourself out there. Like a lot of them are like, what kind of photos are you looking for? Like, is this good enough? They're so kind. And so I do want to say, like, if we're going to say like negative things, let's just, I know we're judgy girls, but let's just also be appreciative of the fact that they are. And like I said, when we go, we'll go through like how it all works too. I do designate who's submitted a photo. So I think, you know, we let you know if we don't, if they don't submit a photo, we really do comb through to find the best looking photos of these men, at least that we think are the best looking. So
it's a hard job, but someone's got to do it.
Yeah. But should we maybe do the rundown and then go through the men of like what the schedule is?
Sure.
Okay, so we've obviously linked out the brackets for you guys so that if you want to do a friendly competition with your friends, with your coworkers, I did have somebody DM that's a teacher. And Mary, I'd love for you to talk about how you and Michael came up with the logo of the differing from the March Madness logo to the March Madness logo, because a teacher did say, are those brackets supposed to be penises?
Yes, they are.
And I said, I think it's a happy coincidence. Well, one teacher got called to her office because she printed a bunch of copies, put them in the break room because she wanted everyone to participate, and someone wondered why she did it. So then she had to go blur it out and reprint it.
Wait, stop.
So if anybody asks, they're brackets.
Wait, people were offended? Like at their work? In the lounge?
Yeah. They thought that they were wondering why there were penises on the paper. And just tell them they're brackets and you see nothing phallic. They are definitely brackets.
Favorite thing ever. That I love.
Wow. It's like so ridiculous. So
I wouldn't post it in my classroom, but the teacher's lounge seems like a safe place.
I mean, again, we all play dumb. What do you mean? They're strictly brackets to advance to the next round.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to get a sweatshirt wearing it. I'm not going to wear it to school, but.
Yeah. I ordered my merch too. We have
for the weekend too. You know?
If you want to go to our Etsy shop, the shop is called Two Judgy Girls. We have t-shirts. We have sweatshirts with the March Madness logo. We have the former winners shirts and sweatshirts. We have a lot of options for you if you guys want to rep your March Madness gear. That's a humble brag and quick plug. But let me tell you guys how the competition goes. So right now we are collecting photos. So if you really are rooting for a specific guy, DM them. Tell them, please send photos to the two judgy girls. Okay, we want to be able to use as many photos. And again, some men will send us one, some men will be like, I'm not participating, Shep. Some men will send us
Shep. I want to go back to that because
we'll come back when we go through the when we go through the list. Okay,
fine.
They will send us photos. So then Thursday we will put an inaugural post that kind of kicks off the whole show. You'll see it Thursday. And then what we do is we post in our stories where you will vote. So you have your bracket, you can fill that out. We'll make sure after every day we will update the bracket so that you can see who won and who advances to the next round. The way we do is we split it up because we like to kind of have just a few votes that you can really think about. So day one, you do that left side of the bracket. You own that. Okay. That's the Frank Catania junior side. And I believe it's the Evan Goldschneider side of the number one seeds. Mm-hmm. That's on the left side. You're going to do that on Thursday. On Friday, you're going to do the right side with the number one seeds of Andy and Craig. And then we kind of flip flop until the next final Thursday is when the finals are. And so you'll do everything in the stories. If they're not, here's my request though. I don't get them up all at the same time. It takes me about 10, 15, 20 minutes to get all of our photos up for the stories. Wait it out.
Right.
Once you see, if you see one go up,
you give it polls ahead of time. You can't schedule.
You get 15 minutes. Let it all out. I'll put up some practice rounds because we do get DMs. I'm like, I wasn't ready. Okay.
Fat fingers.
And as someone with the fat fingers, I understand. Okay. So we'll do our best to make it as foolproof as possible. If you mess up, go create a Finsta. Make a new IG account.
Right. And for the most part, they're not losing by one vote. Okay.
They are not. It's going to be really interesting. We'll get into the matchups of the first round a little bit later. But I think there's going to be some upsets this year.
Also, I think it's fun to do like what you would want to happen as one bracket. And like, or you could also do the like who you actually think is going to win bracket, you know, so you can have two that you fill out. This is your real like this is who's actually going to win. See how correct you are. And your fantasy.
Yeah, I love that because I think we all have like what we want and what will actually happen, right? Yeah. So I'm very curious to see all of that. Did you want to talk about the logo? Anything else about the logo?
just that Michael Dabrowski worked on that for about 2 months. many fights, many edits, graphic design. I have appreciation for it. And
just yeah. Bless him.
You
bless
know, we tried Michael to get something Dabrowski. Out for Christmas. Didn't get it. Next year.
He's already starting the design now. Okay. He's got 6 months basically to get that already.
That's how long he'll need.
I mean, and you know what though? Perfectionist. He did a fantastic job. Okay.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with it. We can use it for years to come. And we gave the bracket a facelift. It's blue this year. And
it has nothing to do with the bracket balls. I mean, the bracket. Just tell everybody it's a bracket. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come break down the seats.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I'm a big believer that small, easy changes can have big results, and that goes for your skincare routine too. You've heard me talk about the Work System from Dime Beauty and how it takes the guesswork out of your routine with easy steps that will leave your skin looking amazing. But if you want to baby step into something new, then you've got to try the Dime Cero Duo Set. So with the Dime Beauty Serum Set, you'll hydrate and glow with two incredible serums made to work together to hydrate and glow. Plus, you'll defend against free radicals and help to boost your skin's bounce without a hefty price tag. Dime is super affordable. And just like all Dime products, they are clean. They're high-end skincare that is so affordable, and it really works. It's the Dime Clean Promise. I've been using their products now for about 6 months. The dewy cream is incredible. You are like glowing. My skin just feels softer. I'm also obsessed with their cleanser. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and try the best-selling serum set today. You can unlock your discount at dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. It's about time you've checked out Dime. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. A big part of my mental health is finding support through community. It's so easy to feel stuck or like cancel plans. Most days I want to come home from work and like lay on the couch and veg. But May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I am finding community and support for my mental health with Allo Moves. Allo Moves is an award-winning on-demand streaming wellness platform app that has workouts, mindfulness, nutrition, self-care, and more to help you boost your mental and physical well-being. When I make time for movement and mindfulness, even if it's just for 5 minutes, it's just such a positive impact on my day and makes me want to share the positivity with others. I'll often tell my friends like, hey, let's jump on Allo Moves together. Even, you know, we're doing it virtually because Allo Moves has hundreds of new classes every month. Allo Moves keeps me motivated and supported. It's a constant stream of fresh vibes for my mental health. And honestly, when I start and I'll like start with a 5 minute class and then I'll do, since I'm got going, it's like, oh, maybe I'll add on a 10 minute and 15 minute. And then all of a sudden I've worked out for 45 minutes. You guys got to check them out. Find yourself together when you join Allo Moves. Join the community on allomoves.com today and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial. Plus, enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG for 30-day free trial plus 20% off an annual membership. Allomoves.com, code TJG.
All right, Mary, let's start. So let's go 16 and up. So we'll talk the 16 seeds, we'll talk the 15, and then we'll go into some matchups.
We am also just like, I'm still thinking about that teacher that had to take the brackets out of the teacher's office. Like, did she got called in to the principal's?
She got called in.
To the principal? Called.
I don't know the full details, but let's just say she got in trouble. Play dumb. Okay. Gotta play dumb. You know, look. The regular match or March Madness bracket logo has regular brackets. You just made them from square to curved.
We had to change it.
We had shape changes, you know? Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that. Okay, let's talk some 16 seeds here. I will tell you, I was really interested in where people landed on this bracket, who didn't make it. We could talk about some of that, who made it, people who were seated much higher than I thought, people seated much lower than I thought.
Yeah. Okay. So, and like who got kicked out?
Yeah.
So, well, our we definitely seeds. Had, wait, but also you guys did it. No Scandoval. Scandoval did not make it.
No, Tom, I honestly, and people are like, how many votes did he get? You guys, the Google form that we used wouldn't even register because he didn't get that many votes. He was so low, he was in an other category.
Ooh.
Didn't even have his own. And I did love, because some people DM being like, I just want you to know that I voted for Scandoval only because I wanted to see him burn in the first round.
That would have been
fair. So, you know, I got it. And again, we don't judge you for how you did this. We're just surprised. Just
right.
Surprised. Okay, so our first batch of 16 seeds, we've got Alex Walk from Summer House. We've got Sergio Stanberry. I'm sorry, you guys. He's a lot of names, and so I can only fit so much. He's Sergio Stanberry, okay? Caroline Stanberry's husband. Josh Altman and PK Kemsley.
Happy for PK. You know, Josh Altman, we think this is his first time around. Sergio is very nice to look at.
I'm surprised he's a 16 seed. I guess maybe people didn't watch Dubai or like didn't really know who he, you know, a lot of people were like, well, give us photos.
He's kind of like a little bitch boy though. Is that mean?
No.
I mean, I feel like he's literally her sidekick.
I like a duo. I like people that are obsessed with their partner. And maybe that's why I would vote for him.
But I think it's only I think it's only a one-way street.
Okay. Well, you know.
Excited for Alex, Summer House. I wonder who they're replacing in Winter House. Who is at Winter House right now?
Schwartz has made an appearance, Mary.
Oh, he has.
And Corey Kiefer is there.
Okay. Brian Benny.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda and Kyle.
And I don't know if Amanda's there. Amanda's sick right now. So I don't know if she's actually out there. I believe she has COVID right now.
Wait, I'm like really scared though. What if that's a cover up because of the Dumois stuff? The Dumois stuff that's saying
don't taint anyone right now. Don't taint anyone right now.
I don't always believe Dumois.
I don't either. And I don't like, you know, a lot of these things with Dumois come out after the fact, like when something gets revealed and it's like, yeah, you could go write that from like anything that's come out from anywhere.
You got
like
a 50-50 shot. With
Dumois. It's either true or it's not. 50-50. Look, I think this is a tough group of 16 because they're going straight against the one seed. So it's going to be hard to upset. If anybody's going to do an upset, I could see it being Alex.
I would love to see that. Now, do you think from any of these four... We will get pictures from Alex. I don't think we got any response from Sergio, Josh, or PK. PK, we didn't get any because he blocked us.
He's blocked us long ago. So if anybody's really rooting for PK. Now, if Dorit sends us one, I do think it would be from a Christmas card from him or something that's been highly photoshopped. Josh Altman, maybe we need to message Heather. Okay. But we'll tell you so far where we're at so that if you want any of these, we haven't heard back from Alex yet. So
I think we will.
I think we will too, but I'm just saying if you guys want to give an extra push, feel free. Sure. All right, let's go into the 15s. So we have Captain Carey from Below Deck. We have Storm Smith from Below Deck. We have Ken Todd from Below Deck. And we have Adam Glick. Ken Todd from Vanderpump, I'm sorry. And Adam Glick from Below Deck. Three Below Decks and a Ken Todd.
Ken Todd, is this his first year making it as well?
I don't believe so, but
okay.
Ken Todd's giving me a lot of Jiggy vibes where you're like, I'm not sure if he's alive or dead.
He seemed pretty alive and well when he was on Watch What Happens Live.
I thought he was close to death there.
Oh, I thought he was drunk. He had a really red face.
Yeah. They
did Vanderpump Rosé as the shot, too.
It was a tough stand for him.
Well, you know, the hips, the knees.
Oh, right. The Baja shelf.
What? Yep.
Remember when they pushed him on the Baja shelf and their pool right after he got his hip surgery?
Sure. That was bad.
That was bad.
That was very bad.
That was bad. He might never have recovered.
Kind of mad that Adam Glick's in it. Ooh. Just, he hasn't been on our screens in a long time. I mean, he's really hot, but he's mean.
I think people like, there's a lot of chefs who have made the list or people who are involved in the food industry. And I think people like, listen, food. if I've bread. Noticed anything from this list, is you guys love toxicity. So and you food, love a little, you love a little bit of a fuck boy, and you love to be fed, and you love a good wine to pair it with.
Well, and there's two ways you can vote. One, okay. You know, I think people are like, who I want to marry, who's the best guy, or, and maybe other people are like, who I want to fuck.
Yeah.
And you say it like that. Who I want to fuck.
Say it one more time.
Who you want to fuck.
I'm not sure it's getting across one more time for the people.
But you know what I mean? You got to say
one more
like
time.
Like, who you want to fuck. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, there's
it's
no
not
rules
like you're making, you're not making love to them.
Oh, correct. You know? I mean, I think it's really interesting how people vote because you're right. There are people who are high up here, again, that are toxic that I'm like, oh, you clearly just, it's nothing to do with the fact that they're cheaters.
Right.
Or rude as hell or whatever. It's because they are objectively good. Looking
maybe for people Ken Todd is a smart choice because they're going the marrying route and they know he's going to die soon so
I was going to say because he is rich with restaurants but you went with death.
Well
maybe you too could get we could get a Mary Mary restaurant
a Mary Mary
like Tom
Mary
Tom.
Mary Mary
Mary like, Mary Mary Mary
oh like Mary
like
Mary
Tom Tom
down the aisle Mary no. And then Mary Mary
no just like your name
no,
twice
I understand. But who's the other Mary?
Just you.
The virgin?
Times two. You squared. Virgin. You squared.
That's too many Marys.
I don't know a lot about Captain Carey, but he has sent a photo and he's very handsome.
We can appreciate that.
I love it. Let's go into our 14s. I'm excited about one of these seats, Frankie Rosello from Real Housewives of Miami. Clearly the best man on that show, Alexia's son. We've got Ben Robinson, another chef, another below decker. We've got Joe Bonino, who is Marge's husband. And we've got another below decker in Kelly Johnson.
Joe looks very good in Portugal. I said this yesterday. He was wearing this white tux. I was into it. I was like, Michael, do you need to wear a white tux for our wedding? I don't know.
I mean, it's cute. I find what I think cream. About, now, when I think about guys you want to fuck,
Kelly Johnson,
I want to cuddle Joe.
Oh,
I want to I want to rest my hand on his belly and I want to big spoon him. Okay. Like that's where I'm
you
going with
that.
You
feel comfortable in your skin around him.
Yeah. 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 Like he's going to bring me a coffee with some ice cubes in a wine glass and he's going to wait on me hand and foot. He's going to let me pick out all of his outfits.
He has been helping Marge get into her pants.
Yeah. I mean, he washes her hair. He's wiping her ass. Like that's what you want a partner. So he's going down the merry list, right?
Did they really say he's wiping the ass? No.
I think she said that was the only thing she was doing herself.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was just
me. I got nervous.
But yeah, when I think about men, I want to fuck.
Sure.
Kelly Johnson.
Kelly Johnson also has that like nude out.
You obsess over this nude every year.
This is the second time I've talked about it today.
Today? Like Mary obsessive. One time she like posted a photo of him and he was like, here's like, you could post whatever. Mary's like, I'm not going to post any of those. I'm going to post this one. And it was like, I feel like his pants were down or something. I don't know. I was like, he's like,
he definitely has a nude out there, guys. Google it. Kelly Johnson.
You don't have to either.
You can look at his Johnson.
You
set you up for that one, huh? Why do we call it a Johnson?
We'll have to ask the people.
Urban Dictionary that later.
I love Frankie. I think we need to DM. Did you you DM'd Alexia? But I think we
already
get some pics, guys. We need to see from Frankie. I could see Frankie going far.
Also, I find it very annoying when these men are like, "Can I use them for my Instagram?" I'm like, "We've already seen those. Be creative."
Or
like,
you know what? Screenshot your Instagrams and tell us which ones to use. I do appreciate a response, though. I think a lot of it, like what I've said before, is these men are like kind of vulnerable. And so when they're like, hey, thanks so much for including me. Like, what kind of picture do you like? I'm like, a picture you feel you're best in. You look your best. You feel your best. Like, that's the photo you're sending us.
Also, send us ones that we've never seen before. That's what's going to excite the people down there.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think something from your personal camera roll is great. But also, a lot of the personal camera rolls are what's making it on Instagram where they feel their best.
I'm sure they can find one.
Okay. Mary, you're demanding a lot.
Or do a photo shoot. I mean, come on.
Oh, do a full March Madness photo shoot?
Yes.
I'd love
that.
We
could make a calendar from it. Yeah. What if we did a calendar of every day of March of one hot guy? That is a brilliant idea.
Totally copyright and IP issues with like using people's likeness without their that's the thing. We'll talk to our lawyers about that.
Ask us.
Oh, okay.
If we would get the approval.
Okay, maybe in 3 Marches when Michael has that calendar ready for us. Let's go into the 13s. Gary King, below deck. We've got another chef in Robert Sieber from Summer House. Marco Spaziani, another chef and below decker. And Coach Shaw.
Now, I tried to go on Coach Shaw's Instagram. I couldn't get to it.
He doesn't have one. That's why.
That's why.
His son has one, but it's a private Instagram account. Jen Shaw.
I sent it to Jen Shaw.
You sent it to Jen Shaw in case she decides to open it up from jail.
Well, didn't he post the 9-minute video from her page?
He did, and it's already been deleted.
Yeah, but so he has access.
Yeah, well, there's an quote unquote administrator running it. So, you know, look,
let's see.
If they want to be included, they could be included. Or you want to do real time if anybody's responded to you?
Oh, I want to see, you know, if it's been seen.
Oh.
That's the best part about Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Okay, while you do that, I'm going to go into the 12s. So we've got Peter from Vanderpump Rules. We've got Giacomo the Mozzarella.
What?
Guys.
Okay, let me announce the four. Give your opinion while you're looking for scene, okay? Giacomo the Mozzarella guy from Real Houses of New Jersey, Danielle's Mozzarella Party. We've got Amrit Kapai from Family Karma. And we have Josh Flagg from Million Dollar Listing LA. Oh, Mary?
It's Jen Shaw. Scene.
Scene.
In the toilet from prison.
Oh! And that's where she keeps the phone.
It has been seen. I just think that's funny.
Okay. Mary's getting, you know, you guys know Mary's next step is going to say, I know you saw this. send us a photo. And that's where we might cross the line.
Wait, also, do you think, though, when you sneak a phone into prison, it's a burner phone. It couldn't be an iPhone.
Like a flip phone?
They could track it?
Mary.
I'm being serious.
I have no idea.
People snuggle in iPhones.
They snuggle them, yeah.
The snuggle in the iPhones, or are they like more flip phones? Are they old, like
burner Mary, you gotta stop. You gotta stop watching whatever shows that you're watching there. Okay. I love when like a side character makes it far. So Giacomo, I think this is great. I mean, Agostino Fresh Moss, that is the Instagram account. I think it's funny that Peter has made it time after time.
You guys, that is not okay.
Why?
No.
He's Peter. Just a pawn in Raquel's game.
He honestly works at Sir too.
Ew, gross. Why is that a problem? Oh my God. You're so classist today.
I know. I'm kind of on one. It's that daylight saving.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I'm feeling extra judgy.
Josh Flagg, he might see it. I feel like Josh Flagg does not check his DMs.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
And then Amber, he's already sent us photos. He's so sweet. I let him know. I was like, look, I'm going to use these thirst trap photos first. I'm trying to get you to the next round.
He's horrible. So
he's the best. Yes. Okay. Let's go into our 11s. All right. Captain Glenn from Below Deck. We've got Colin Macy O'Toole from Below Deck. We've got Lamar Bonaparte, who's Leva's husband from Southern Hospitality, yes. And Seth Marks.
Love Lamar. I think Leva will send us photos. Seth is honored to be a part of this and then tagged us in a story that said note to younger self. So I think he'll watch the live.
Yep. I mean, Seth is always doing a note to younger self. He's at Seth Stock. Look, you've said your sister saw him in an airport and recognized him not for being from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, but for being objectively hot.
Yeah. She's like, who's that hot guy? Oh, I've seen him before. She goes, John Barlow's here. I was like, oh my God, really? I'd be like, your sister's with Mary. He listened. And then she's like, oh no, it was Seth Marks. I was like, those are two different people. I'm glad you didn't say, you know, my sister, Mary. John, love you.
Oh, she really is on one today, you guys. Captain Glenn has like, I don't personally find him objectively hot, but I see why he's hot. Do you know what I mean? Man. He's got like this BDE about him. And I like that. And I like that. And I think
Colin, he can put up my sales.
Oh, is that that's a man you want to fuck?
Am I like a head taller than him?
Well, you're the same height when you're laying down, baby. Okay. When you're horizontal. Into the tens. All right. We've got
someone once told me, and I don't know if this is true. That
you need to delete this podcast.
No. Someone once told me that like sleeping with shorter men, they try better in the bedroom and it's a better lay. I don't know. Maybe the tall guys don't think they have to try.
I feel like a lot of things that should be filtered right now through you are just coming out.
Oh, you guys, dead sober, working on 7 hours of sleep. It's parent-teacher conferences this week. My sister's also getting married. Maybe this is stress coming out.
Okay, let's move into the tens. All right, so we've got Fraser Olender from Below Deck. We have Shep Rose from Southern Charm, Juan Dixon from Real Housewives of Potomac, and a newbie entry of Nate Cabral from Real Housewives of New Jersey. Mary, you have thoughts here. I'm unfiltered. Let's go.
Love, love, love Nate. I'm so excited for him. I think he's a really good dad. I'm obsessed with those children. Valentina. I love her being a stage mom. I want to be just like them when I have kids. Juan Dixon, disappointed. I mean, I guess if you need a hotel room, vote for him.
Yep. Shep yeah, maybe Rose. That's why.
Shep Rose. Let's just read what he had to say back. Because this pisses me off because he used to send that stuff. You know, and Shep, I thought you come to San Francisco for a good time. I thought we were friends. In a million years, I wouldn't comply with this request. Fuck everything about this. But hello and good luck in future endeavors. And then I go, we'll pick one for you. Also, you just did a photo shoot. Send us an outtake and play along. Also, dying to know about Jamaica.
Did he write back to you?
He saw all of that. Oh, he did not write back.
I wrote back like, hey, we have to DM everyone. Mary gets like personally offended by this. And I'm just like, all right, on to the next.
I mean, I hung out with the guy two times.
Oh, you're practically engaged. I mean, and Juan Dixon, that's what I say when you just people think objectively hot and not worried about the things that they choose to do in life.
I mean, he's good looking if you just look at him.
Yeah. All right. Into the nines. Okay. This is a good one. We've got Russell, Gertie's husband from Real Housewives of Miami. We've got Z Dumpers from Below Deck. We've got Anthony Lopez from Real Housewives of Miami and Tom Colicchio from Top Chef. This is a good group of people.
Anthony was funny. He DM'd back today and was like, what photos do you need? Can you just use them for my Instagram? And it's like, be more creative.
Look at her getting offended, you guys. Look at her getting offended that they write back.
Just try.
They're saying they are giving you permission to use a photo. And I think that's kind of them. I think that's kind. And I have a thing for Anthony this season and for Russell. Russell, I was upset because last year we were just being introduced to him and he was hot and he wasn't into his, like, we didn't know about his Star Wars love, the way he loves his wife. We'd only just met him. So I had a feeling he wasn't going to make it. Only Todd from Miami made it last year. He didn't even make the list this year.
I know. I thought that was interesting. So we have Frankie, Russell,
and Anthony.
Yes, we got three.
Yeah, also, but this is like a group. I think when we're getting into, like, there's going to be some upsets. Like, I could see a nine taking an eight.
I definitely. Tom Colicchio, how come he never responds?
He's busy chefing.
He's in the kitchen.
He's in craft.
338,000 followers. Like, come on.
Does he put personal stuff on that? I feel like his is probably more of a business account.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, going into the eights, okay? Mary's favorite person who did not recognize her, even though we should be unrecognizable, everybody, Ryan Serhant. We've got a new entry in Joe Bradley from Southern Hospitality, new entry in Oliver Gray from Summer House, Maya's ex, and Michael the Butler from Southern Charm.
Interesting.
What's interesting for you? I think these are...
Michael from Southern Charm.
Everyone loves him.
I will say Oliver Gray, I don't trust. I've heard some things. Joe Bradley, he seems extra excited. He spammed us with good-looking photos.
Oh, good.
Appreciate that. And Oliver was nice. Oliver was nice, too.
Yeah. I mean, did Ryan even read ours yet? Ryan, probably the last message that we have from our DMs for Ryan is the previous years of us asking him for photos and him still never responding.
Yeah, I would say so myself.
I think you should DM Amelia. Is it? Did you go into the DM?
Yeah, it's
us just us every year asking him to please send us a photo.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you know what to do. Spam him. All right, let's go into the sevens. So seven, we've got Kyra Whitfield, Charisse. Oh my God, I cannot speak. Real House of Atlanta. We've got Chris Bassett from Real Houses of Potomac. We've got Joe Gorga from Real Houses of New Jersey. And we have Tiki Barber from Real Houses of New Jersey.
I was excited for Chris Bassett.
Me too. I was also relieved because I felt the wrath from Candace from years previous when Chris did not make it. And she tweeted about the dumb contest about good looking men without including her husband, to where I responded, well, did you vote? No response.
Right. Now, Joey Gorga has fallen a lot. I believe last year he was a 3 or 4 seed to start.
Mm-hmm. But he sent us some photos already.
He always likes to play the game.
Yeah, you know, it's also funny too because we've been running this. So sometimes I feel like I see this. Some men send us the same photos, which I love too. You know what? If you like a photo of yourself, listen, I'll tell you guys, I haven't changed my Facebook profile photo since like 2013. Okay.
Oh, what is it up?
It's just my face. I just, you know, you just.
It's a hot photo.
I don't even know what the photo is. It's just, I'm just saying, like, I haven't changed these things. You don't change them, you know? And so if you look good and you feel good, Lisa Rinna, when we get to Harry Hamlin, which is the next round for six, Lisa Rinna sent us a photo of Harry Hamlin from 30 years ago last time. So he looks good here, and this is how I want people to be remembered. I believe Melissa actually sent a photo of Joe, of her and Joe from like 1995.
I get the Harry Hamlin thing, though, because he was Sexiest Man Alive by People magazine. Mm-hmm. In his heyday. So I can understand that. So we will not be getting a photo from Harry Hamlin this year because Lisa has blocked us.
Mm-hmm. So going to the sixes, since we're there, we've got Colin McRae from Below Deck, Michael's personal favorite, I know. We've got welcome back Eddie Judge, Tamara's husband from Real House of Orange County. And we've got Guillermo Zapata from Vanderpump Rules, who looks like George Clooney. He sends us tons of photos every time. And I'm like, keep them coming, Guillermo.
Wait, so Edwin didn't make it. It's interesting. Edwin didn't make it, but Eddie Judge did.
I'm blanking. Who's Edwin?
Teddy's.
Oh.
Teddy's husband.
Was he on the list? Okay. I don't think he was on the list because she hasn't been on the show in like three seasons.
That's fair. Okay. That's fair.
Oh, two T's in a pod though. Yep.
My bad. I feel like Tamara and Teddy will definitely play the game. Though I feel like they're going to talk about March Madness on their pod. Or I hope they do.
You are living this life right now.
You guys, this is like the closest thing I'm ever going to get to these celebrities. So
celebrities.
I have to embrace
celebrities.
They are. What would you call them?
Bravo celebrities.
Well, you know.
Okay, guys, just as a side note.
Most of them were at the Oscars last night.
Most of them. Some Beverly Hills Housewives.
No, Vicki Gunvalson.
They were at Elton John's party. They weren't at the actual Oscars. You pay to get in there. I don't know if you remember the entire storyline of Beverly Hills last season was Elton John's Oscar party.
But okay, so Crystal, Kathy, Kyle,
Three.
Wasn't Rena there too?
Rena was there. Yep. Sutton was not. She was at the rodeo in Texas. But I'm just saying they're at the Elton John party. So they're not at the actual Oscars. Now, Jill Zarin was, I believe, at the Vanity Fair party because there's a picture of Ki Hui Kwan, mm-hmm. sorry if mm-hmm. I butchered his name there, who won the best supporting actor. Yes. And there's a photo of him like holding an In-N-Out burger and a statue, and Jill just in the back. I think Queens of Bravo Plus like posted it being like, hi.
Wait, so Diana
was also there too. She's pregnant. Yeah.
Oh, she is.
She's on bed rest, like
but she still went.
Mm-hmm. It did. It might have just been the photo you saw. There's definitely photos where she looks pregnant.
I was just wondering about that. Good. That's great.
Love yeah. So I don't know how we got here, but because you thought that they're celebrities. Okay. On a side note, I've been watching the Perfect Match on Netflix, which is basically like all the Netflix reality dating shows. They like throw these people all to a house, and there's this guy Chase, and he was on the show called Too Hot to Handle, and he's talking about how he's an A-list celeb now from being on a reality show. And no, absolutely not. Nobody knows who you are, Chase. Okay.
So you don't think these people are celebrities?
I think that they're reality stars. Okay. That doesn't take away from celebrity. But when I think of celebrity, and maybe this is a question that you ask people, that we ask people, are reality stars celebrities or are they reality stars? And celebs are like the movies and TV.
Scripted. Well, now I think at one point it was like, you're a movie star. That was like people's claim to fame. Like you wanted to be in the movies. Now TV is so good. I think they're pretty much almost equivalent.
I guess it just comes down to talent.
I guess the step below would be reality.
Yeah.
But it's also, there's two types of reality. Okay. There's TLC reality.
Ooh.
And there's Bravo reality.
So maybe these are A-list reality stars.
I'd agree with that.
Okay. Yeah. We could go there.
Denise Richards was a
actress.
Bravo celebrity.
I'd say celebrity first, though.
Yeah. But I mean, we are working with a high caliber.
Back to the sixes. Okay, so Guillermo, Colin. I mean, Michael has got to be stoked for Colin. He probably has him going all the way in his bracket, I assume.
Oh, yeah. He watches his catamaran show.
Harley Revival.
Like a 30-minute clip of him. And like, you think I'm going to watch this? Like, absolutely not.
Support your man, okay? Let's go into the fives. So the fives, this is Raquel's round. Tom Schwartz, Oliver Saunders, which is Garcelle's son. We've got Eddie Lucas and James Kennedy. So this is three out of four of these men Raquel has kissed.
So Oliver has already been very active, asking lots of questions, sending great photos. And I'm like, get your mom to promote you.
Oh, do you guys see this? Do you hear this with Mary right now?
Oh, and this is how close we're going to get, honey.
To these celebrities.
Yes.
Just love it. But no, I mean, I love it. Oliver's been like, he's there. Now, again, we mentioned Tom is at Winter House. Will he send it to us? Probably not. We can't ask Katie this year. Maybe we should just DM Raquel and ask her for three photos of these men. James, Tom, and Oliver. We know you have personal. Sorry, no, we don't need Scandoval. So you're clear of that one. So that's, I mean, and I love because like Eddie usually sends us, but he likes to send funny photos, which I think is also a part of it. Like, I think if you maybe
gotta
don't
show your personality.
Yeah. You do the personality. Now, does that make it a guy you want to fuck?
No.
You want to hang out with? You want to have some drinks with?
I'd go have a drink with him.
Okay. Okay. I like this.
In Australia.
Oh, so you're doing a different location. What, so you can see the scenery and have a drink?
States, I don't know about.
Oh. International waters, okay. Oh, you can't be seen here with him. Is that what it is? You have to go international. Let's move into the fours. All right, guys. All right. We got Austin Kroll, Southern Charm. We've got Brian Benny, great choice. Family Karma, Corey Kiefer, Winterhouse, and John Pringle, Southern Charm.
Okay, John Pringle, I think, is super, super sexy. He can play guitar for you. Corey, pearls don't do it for me. Brian, love, love, love. Cannot wait to see him in Winterhouse. And Austin, he won't play the game.
He hates this.
He hates it.
Yeah. He always says, what if we did this to you? And I said, please make. And then I'd say, Mary would love it. She'd be get her even closer to these celebs. Objectify us.
He definitely saw the message, guys.
Well, of course. We could just send him a previous photo, like from his driver's license, which he once sent us, and said, "Is this work for you?"
Well, we should just post that one and say he sent this in 2019.
There you go. Perfect. All right, into the threes. This is a tough one for me. This is where my I don't know that I can choose it here.
Starts to talk down there. Oh. Yeah, you're feeling it. Okay. Do you need me to say the names?
No, I got it. We've got Happy Eddie Osefo. We've got Frank Catania Sr. We've got Steve Gold and John Barlow.
Yeah, this is probably the ultimate guys for me.
I think the threes are my favorite as well. I mean, look, again, great men all around, some more than others. But this is
if you want an apple teeny, go to New Jersey. Mm-hmm. If you want to see a happy guy,
if you want to smile, go to Patone.
If you want to buy a house, go to New York. And if you want to
be taken to every fast food restaurant ever created, go to Salt Lake City. This is tough. I mean, this is a good group. This is tough. And Frank, he loves this every year. I told him the other day, Frank, it's time. He said, can't wait. Eddie, he sent us photos. And you know what? Eddie's not verified. Bravo, get on that.
There's a few. John Barlow's not verified.
I know. There's a few men here that are not verified. And bravo, that's not okay.
Juan Dixon isn't verified?
That's okay.
We're not verified either.
I need that marriage to be verified more than I need that account to be verified. Okay. This is tough. Okay. Let's just move on to the twos because I like these threes way too much. All right. Into the twos. We've got this. I mean, this is a good group too. We've got Jason Cameron from Winterhouse. We've got Kyle Cook from Summerhouse. And we have both Captain Lee and Captain Jason.
Both the Jasons do it for me.
Oh,
yeah.
You talk the talking downstairs
at the same time.
Conversation. Oh my goodness. I love this. Captain Jason's very confused on what this is because we also don't give them that much until we're like, hey, congrats, you've made it to March Madness. And they're kind of like, if they haven't been in it before, they're like, what the hell is this? It's like, welcome to the Bravoverse, bitch.
Yeah.
You know, but he sent us photos. Captain Lee is always, he's always so kind. I think we'll get Kyle. I'm curious if he'll submit mullet or not.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's going to be interesting. But it is interesting because Jason's at Winterhouse too. So right now we have all the men that are potentially in Winterhouse are all candidates. Kyle, Jason, Corey, Schwartz, and Brian Benny.
Who are the girls?
Malia and Riley from Below Deck. I believe Danielle's there. I believe it is Amanda. And I want to say there's someone else, but it's Paige and Sierra are not there.
Maya?
Perhaps. Maybe not, though. But it might just be the nine or the eight. We've switched it around. All right. And now into our one seeds. So we've got Frankie Catania Jr. We've got Craig Conover. We've got Evan Goldschneider. And we've got Daddy Andy.
Who's gonna take it all, friends? Let's take a break and then let's go to the matchups.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The secret to visibly firmer, summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dull, dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Rich yet never greasy, Andaria Algae Body Oil is formulated with sustainably sourced seaweed to help replenish the skin's moisture barrier and 7 nourishing active botanical oils for results you can see and feel all over. The best part? Its signature scent. A blend of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. This all-natural scent is unforgettable. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, so our first matchup is Frank Catania Jr. versus Sergio Stanberry. Sergio, I hate to break it to you, you're not going to win.
You know, listen, Frankie Catania Jr., I would love for it, I know we'll get there, but I would love for it to end with father versus son.
That would be iconic.
Like, who does Dolo vote for?
I would go for Frank Sr.
Okay, I think Dolores would go for her son. Weird. Like, I think she'd promote.
Sure,
sure. She's got Paul now. I can't believe Paul didn't make it either. Okay, so we've got Frankie Catania Jr. We got Sergio. I think I agree. I think Frankie, he's going to the final four at least, potentially the finals.
Yeah.
Next, we've got.
This is the hardest matchup. Is the 8-9? This is.
I agree.
We've got the Oliver Summerhouse versus Anthony Real Housewives of Miami.
This is going to be tough.
Actually, no,
I think Oliver's going to win. I think he's going to give us good photos. And it's going to be tough because then that means it's Frankie Catania Jr. versus Oliver. And I'm afraid that he's just collateral against that train that is Frankie Catania Jr.
Frankie is going to the Final Four.
Yeah, I think so.
No doubt.
So then we've got 5-12, and that's Tom Schwartz versus Amrik Pai.
I would love an upset there.
I would love an upset. I agree. Give us an upset. Give us an upset right there.
Also, the Austin Robert combo. I'd love an upset there with Robert.
Yep. So we've got Austin Kroll versus that Robert Siebert.
Would happen.
I could see that happening. Let's just
will
say.
Will Danielle promote Robert? Are they on good terms?
Great question. Not sure. But that's an interesting little grouping right there.
I actually think a lot of this, like now the next one, we have the Harry versus Lamar. I think Lamar would.
I think Lamar is going to win too. That's a 6-11. I think it also depends. Like, I think a lot of you will vote. Maybe you don't find them objectively hotter than the other person, but because they've submitted their photo or they've campaigned or something. This is another note, by the way, too, when we post, wait just like an hour. The reason I say this is because a lot of men campaign after we've tagged them. And so then we will repost them, right? So you know that they're campaigning, but you don't see that until after the voting.
Right. Let them show you they care. and yes. they want to win.
Yes, because then I think that's the way to go back. Again, you could, you know, get your Finsta going. That could happen. It'll be totally fine. The next one is Eddie Osefo versus Joe Bonino.
Eddie.
I think it's going to be an I don't think it'll be an upset. I think Eddie will get right through there. Then it's Joe Gorga versus Fraser Olender. I think Joe, just in popularity, will go past that round.
Right, right.
And then he will face off against the winner of Captain Lee versus Storm Smith.
Lee's going to get it.
Yeah. So to me, I could see Captain Lee and Joe Gorga being a tough round.
I agree.
I think there's going to be a tough, it's going to be really interesting because I think, you know, we always say, oh, it's not that close. The first round usually isn't that close. The second round gets a little closer. I think after this first round, we're going to get a lot of close to 50-50s.
In a final round with Craig at the end, that who won? Was it Luke that won
yes.
that year? Mm-hmm. It was like by 100.
I think like less than 500 votes or something crazy.
And we get thousands and thousands of votes. Like it was. It was less.
No,
than
I think it was like 240, 240 votes.
It was something crazy.
Like it was like, oh, usually before the 24 hours is up, I can tell you who's going to go to the next round. This one, we literally had to let it play out.
Yeah.
It was very close.
And it said 50-50. So we had to like go in and check the numbers.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go to the bottom left side. So our first matchup is Evan Goldschneider versus Alex Walk.
Has he responded?
Evan? Jackie? No, but usually Jackie's the one who will send photos for us.
Jackie also, you know, she got really mad at us one time in a DM.
Oh, because
told us to take something down.
And I said no.
Yeah, we didn't. And yeah. then I got scared.
But then I think we also asked her for photos after that and she submitted. So, you know what?
She was a DG.
Oh, ITB baby. Going. Okay, so Mary's using some tactics now. She's really going to pull at the tart strings. Hey, fellow sister. Notice you read our message but didn't send us a message back. Would love it. So this is going to be a heartbreaker because I think people are really into Evan and I think it's just a bad matchup that Alex was a 16 seed. But I'm willing to see an overthrow there. I would be okay with that.
I'm not.
Okay, Ryan Serhant versus Z Dumpers. Give me Z. That's an 8-9. I want that 9 upset. Come on, Z. Let's go, Z. We've got James Kennedy versus Giacomo, the mozzarella guy. Cheese. I want a Jen Fessler that Giacomo.
I just don't understand how James Kennedy made it so far. What
and a 5 there? Seed.
What happened there, guys?
Let's
like recheck our judgment a little bit, okay?
No, do whatever you need to do. Okay, a 4-13, 4, John Pringle versus Marco Spaziani. And I mean, people love a chef. I could see this being an upset right here, but I could see Pringle getting in relatively easy too. I think it's really going to depend what happens in the first few hours of voting.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised he made it that high too.
Mm-hmm. 6-11, we've got Colin McRae versus Seth Marks. I think both of them will campaign. I'm rooting for Colin on this one, just for Michael.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And then we've got a 3-14, we've got Frank Catania Sr. versus Kelly Johnson. This is a tough one. People really love Kelly. I think Frank Catania, though, I think you're right, that apple teeny
time.
I think that'll probably get him through. Then we've got a 7-10 of Cairo Whitfield versus Nate Cabral, and I could see this being an upset.
Yeah, it's like Cairo, just try a little, and
here she goes again.
He's definitely listening.
Yeah, just a share. It's literally easy. You just have to say add to story.
Yeah, I mean Oliver really wanted to know all the rules, so I appreciated that as a new to the. Manness.
I love research.
That he asked a lot of questions. He was like, how can I get people to vote? He posted our DM. He is in it to win it.
I love it. Thank you, Oliver. Okay, and our final matchup on that bottom left is Jason Cameron versus Adam Glick.
Bye, Adam. See ya.
All right, let's go to the top right. So first up, we have Andy Cohen versus Josh Altman. Guys, I think this is Andy's year.
Let's make it Andy's year, and then we can be bartenders and give him an award. Okay,
Mary has ulterior motives, but yes. I want you guys to still vote the way you want to vote. Okay, but
for Andy,
I just think he's gonna. You guys, the photo that's been submitted,
ooh,
you're gonna love it.
It's really cute.
You might want to fuck. It's a good photo. Then we've got 8-9 underneath. And it's Joe Bradley versus Russell Abrera.
Russell for me.
Russell for me, too. I'm telling you, I was really upset last year that he was undiscovered.
Yeah, and she sent a photo. It's like, go with the fireman photos.
She doesn't want him to be on the calendar.
I remember.
Okay, next up, we have Eddie Lucas against Peter Madrigal.
Eddie.
Yeah. Brian Benny versus Gary King.
Brian.
Then that's going to be a Brian-Eddie matchup. And I feel like Brian's going to get some steam going. He's going to push himself through.
I would love to see it.
Mm-hmm. Then we've got Eddie Judge against Colin Macy O'Toole.
Judge.
Yeah, I think Eddie's going to win that one. Our favy, John Barlow against Ben Robinson.
Easy peasy, Johnny Beezy.
And listen, Lisa sent us some photos.
Good ones, too.
Good ones. I was like,
shirtless.
My favorite, though, was that she sent us a bunch of photos. And then she's like, here you go. We're like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And then she like sent one of the two of them just at the end too. Like, just in case. Like, I love, this is why I'm obsessed with Lisa Barlow. Okay, then we have Tiki Barber against Shep Rose. Just for the principle, we want Tiki.
Tiki.
And then we have Kyle Cook against Captain Carey. I think Kyle
Cook. I don't know Carey, so I'll go Kyle.
Interesting Kyle Cook against Tiki Barber. Like, Tiki Barber, I'd say, is a celeb more than he is a reality star as a former athlete.
Yeah.
And I think, and we know a lot of you have your husbands, you have your boyfriends, the straight men are playing. And if the straight men know anybody, they're knowing the former stars, a la Tiki Barber.
It is true.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of any men participating? I had my friend
Chelsea, her husband, gets super into it.
I had someone DM and being like, where can we find the PowerPoint? Which, again, we've linked it in the bracket, so it is there for you. She's like, because my boyfriend doesn't know who any of these people are, and I need him to view the PowerPoint. And I'm like, I just love that he's there. I love the juror that DM'd us yesterday and said her Furbo camera.
Not that. Had me hysterical. Her husband, he's like, what are you watching? He's like, oh, Two Judgy Girls, comes and sits down. It's on the Furbo. They're watching the live.
They had streamed the live onto the TV. It made my day. I loved it. So good. Okay, next up, we are in the bottom left now, finishing up this bracket here. So we've got Craig Conover versus PK Kemsley. PK.
Die if Dorit like was on Instagram all day using Finstas and got PK to win.
She probably has a lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, Paige, you need to. And guys, if you guys want Craig, you've clearly seated him as number one. Okay. So people want Craig. You guys got to tell him he needs to start campaigning now. You need Sewing Down South to start campaigning. Like, he's got to just repost the stories, because what happens every year is he gets upset when he gets towards the finals and he's like, I don't know what happened. And it's like, you didn't campaign.
You didn't try.
Didn't campaign. And we know that really bothers Mary.
It does.
Okay. Underneath them, we've got Michael the Butler versus Tom Colicchio.
Tom.
I could see it going either way, to be honest. I could see it going either way. Underneath that, we have Oliver Saunders versus Josh Flagg. Oliver. So, yeah, Oliver's going. He's like Mary said, he's campaigning already. He's ready. Then we have Corey Kiefer versus Coach Shaw.
Coach Shaw for me.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You still want him on Dancing with the Stars. I think he knew. I'm going Corey.
Okay.
We have Guillermo Zapata versus Captain Glenn.
Glenn for me.
Now, objectively, it's Guillermo for me. But like I said, there's something about Captain Glenn. There's some, the downstairs is talking. Okay, then we have Steve Gold against Frankie Rosello.
This one's annoying. This would be an amazing upset if Frankie gets it.
Here for it, guys. Let's get Alexia. Steve usually just says, you know, like, take whatever.
Yeah, and he like will submit at the end, maybe. He did send you a birthday message one time after I harassed him.
Steve is fantastic, but it's like it does not matter what photo of Steve Gold you post. Like, you can post his worst photo and he's hotter than any person.
Do you
I've
prefer
ever met.
Him long hair, short hair? Or you don't care?
Listen, beggars can't be choosers here. I take it however I can get it. Just saying. Just saying. Then we have the Potomac matchup.
That's interesting.
Chris Bassett against Juan Dixon.
Is this Chris?
No. Is it for you?
She's turning
a little red. She's getting a little nervous. Is it downstairs talking or both talking down there?
No,
neither.
It's shut, closed.
Oh, the legs are crossed.
Zippered.
Close your legs to married men. Okay. And then finally, we have Captain Jason against Ken Todd. Captain Jason's going to go far, you guys. He sent photos today. And I'm just like, you are so cute.
So adorable.
So love cute. It. I think
he sent some good ones too.
That's what I'm saying. Like the yeah. he is. You could he, not only is he a captain, but he's a photogenic guy.
Yeah, almost. They look better than on camera.
So, who is your final four prediction?
I mean, Andy.
Yep.
Andy, Frankie Jr.
Okay.
Evan.
Okay.
And Craig.
So all the number ones.
Yeah, I do think that will be the final four. What about you?
I think Frankie Jr. and Andy. I think there's going to be an upset. And I could see the two Jasons, Jason Cameron and Captain Jason. I think that the men around Summerhouse and Winterhouse are going to rally for each other.
Okay.
And because we do things left, right side of the bracket, right? Like when it's Kyle's day off, he might say, let's go Jason. I can just see them rallying around because our past three winners have been Summerhouse men, which leads me into talking about the Hot Hall of Fame.
Perfect.
Okay, wait, but before I go there, I'm sorry. I gave myself a segue, but then I want to reverse. Could you tell me who's going to win it all this year?
Andy. And we're going to watch What Happens Live to give the award that we don't actually have an award for.
I don't know why I asked the question. That's obviously I should have known. Okay.
What about you?
I just want everyone to have fun.
Frankie?
Frankie's objectively gorge. I would be a Jason Cameron win for me would be great. Honestly, I would love to see like Eddie Osefo go far. I think he's just such a all around good guy.
Happy way to end the year for him.
Any of the captains? I mean, realistically, you know, but I think it might be, I could see, could it be Craig's year? I mean, always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
No.
Okay. I am excited to see how everybody votes. Like I find the most exciting part is to see like which ones are landslides, which ones are like super close. Like again, what the men submit and all of that. So I just have so much fun with this just in general of seeing how you guys all vote and what happens. But let's talk Hot Hall of Fame bracket. So you guys also voted there. You picked your top one. I will say these were all relatively very close. So there's a play-in round.
So can you explain what a play-in is?
So let me explain a play-in round. So because there's five men in the Hot Hall of Fame, we had to take the two with the lowest votes, and those are the lowest seeds, and we're having them play in to the Hot Hall of Fame bracket. So that's going to be between Mauricio and Bo based on your votes.
So
they will go against each other, mm-hmm. and then the winner of that will then go into the Hot Hall of Fame bracket to go against Luke. The winner of that will go into the finals, and that will be against it'll be Andrea against Carl.
Okay. So I think it's going to be Mauricio wins against Bo. Then okay. It's Mauricio versus Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Luke.
Okay.
Then Andrea versus Carl. Andrea. Then it's Andrea versus Luke. That's hard.
I think Andrea is going to go. You know, Andrea had a really good showing in the past episode of Summer House, you know? And I think he's just so lovable that people really miss him, and the fact that he's been in a Taylor Swift video, he's like a model, all these things, like I think it's gonna be Andrea. He's our reigning champ,
and he will be kicking it off on Thursday for us.
Spoiler alert. Okay,
is that a surprise?
I don't know, it could have been, not anymore.
Only
five people listen to this.
Yeah, it's fine.
Then we're okay, but it's exciting. This is exciting. So basically what we'll do is we'll have the first tournament that the winner will stand, we'll have the winner, then we'll go into the Hot Hall of Fame bracket. And what I love about this, especially between like Luke, Andrea, and Carl, is that they will all campaign. Like Carl's already been campaigning.
He's so cute. I love it.
He DMs us like, it's the most wonderful time of the year. I think he's just happy to be included. And so it's just really, I think, again, I find it the most fun when they participate. So we've gone through the bracket, we've gone through the seedings. As we mentioned, we need you guys to get those pictures for us.
I'm so excited.
We don't ask much except that Mary asks for everything.
I just want to be a bartender and touch these celebrities.
Oh my goodness. But I'm excited because, as you sang before, can you sing us out?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And with that, we'll see you in the bracket. Happy voting, everyone.
See you Thursday.
Bye.